Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Sitting before me is Cian Murray, who's a journalist with joe.ie. Good morning, Cian.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's nice to see you this morning. You have... what's it called? A condition?
I have alopecia. It started off alopecia areata, which is patchy baldness on the head, but it developed into alopecia totalis, which is losing all the hair on the head. And it has sort of developed into alopecia universalis, which is losing all the hair on the body.
Right, so you've become a Latin expert on all things medical, I suppose, but that's the nature of it. So you began with the bits disappearing off the head, and you probably thought, what, male pattern baldness, this is all kicking in now?
Well, I didn't think male pattern baldness just because of the placement of the patch. It was down at the very back in the middle of my head, and it was about the size of the palm of your hand. And it happened after an illness, a severe chest infection type illness, and I just thought it was because of the prescription pills that I was given, and I just assumed that it would... get better on its own.
But do you remember that morning when you saw or you felt the hair coming away, because you wouldn't see it on the back of your head, of course?
I remember going for a haircut and the barber saying to me, is this a new patch? And I then went to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist then said something along the lines that it could possibly be because of the prescription pills or stress, but I've seen it many times before. Chances are it's going to go away within 6 to 9 months. So
you felt hopeful about that then, I suppose?
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't overly stressed, because like anything, when you can't see it, it sort of goes out of your head, and I was able to cover it with the hair that I did have at the time.
Okay. How did it progress then, Cian?
I had another stressful event. My brother went missing, and then about 3 weeks after that, well, thankfully he was found all right and everything was okay. Yeah. But about 3 weeks after my brother went missing, I found another small patch at the back of my head when I was out with my friend and my girlfriend for a few drinks. Funny enough, I was going down to check was the patch that I had showing the patch that I knew about, and then there was a second one there. And then after that, it became one of the only things that I could think about, really. It was all-encompassing. The stress due to all of that, I would assume, made things gradually get worse, and another patch appeared, and then another patch appeared, and it just got worse from there, Ryan.
It sounds like it was stress-feeding stress. So you had the difficulty with your brother, who, thankfully, as you say, was found, but which is stressful in anyone's family if somebody goes missing, clearly.
Absolutely.
But then you're losing the hair. Because what age are you?
I'm 27.
You're 27 years old. You would have been, what, 26?
26 at the time.
All happening. And you're thinking, what's happening here? And then did that feed the...
Absolutely. The confusion as well as everything else. And then whenever you're meeting anybody new, the hope that they don't see the patches, because if they see the patches, there's... the embarrassment, because it's not something that everybody knows about, even to this day. Meeting people assume that you're that either it was a personal choice for me to shave off my head and my eyebrows, and I don't know too many who'd make that personal choice, or that I'm going through chemotherapy or something along those lines.
Of course, yeah, you probably get that, do you?
I've got it once or twice. Yeah. I've got it once or twice, but generally speaking now, I've become quite shy, unfortunately. As a result, I have become quite shy, and I wouldn't be, as you could probably tell, I wouldn't be a naturally shy person, but I have become... you get a social anxiety meeting people.
Yeah.
Meeting people, it's not just meeting new people. I went to university in Galway, and whenever I went down there to meet my friends, even meeting people that I haven't seen in a year or two, just because my image has changed so much and my self-image has changed so much, how I see myself.
Which is what?
Well, when I look in the mirror, I see a different person than what I imagined I look like. And that's a huge thing, because like I did have scant remains of hair, which I shaved off on the morning of my sister's wedding.
Why?
Because it was just, I was hoping that the hair would stay to the point that it would be inconspicuous, the patches on my head.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, The patches were so, there were so many patches that I couldn't hide it anymore, right? And it would have looked worse going without shaving the hair than it did shaving the hair.
You're upset by that?
I was upset on, I'm not upset about that now, but no, I was hugely upset at the time because I was really hoping, praying that it would last, or that my hair would last long enough that I would be able to get through the wedding, because the pictures for this wedding will be something that'll be looked back on in years to come.
Yeah.
And funny enough, because of that, I went through my worst period of hair loss in the 2 weeks leading up to my sister's wedding.
It strikes me that you haven't, and this may sound judgmental, so forgive me if it does, but it strikes me as though you haven't, dare I say, come to terms with it, that you haven't accepted the alopecia or embraced it, which is easy for me to say because I don't have it.
I certainly wouldn't say I have embraced it, but the acceptance has been something which I've been gradually coming to terms with. This is only something that I've been facing for the past 10 months.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so that's going to take some time.
The losing all the hair is something that is only 5 months or so.
All right, so that's fresh.
So yeah, it's still pretty fresh. I suppose each day I'm learning mechanisms to not cope is the wrong word, to accept and to get over what has happened to me, but it has been very tough.
Can people be unwittingly insensitive?
At times, but I suppose there has to be a certain amount of understanding from me, a certain amount of, I sort of have to look at it from their point of view, a certain amount of empathy to these people who do look at me. And because if I was in their situation and I had never come across it myself, I mightn't necessarily always say the right things.
Yeah, I can understand. So you're very understanding of people who might say, hey, you know, they might pass a comment about you not having hair.
Absolutely, absolutely. My own family, they have made those mistakes in the past, unwittingly. But
what have they said?
Brothers. My brother Fergal actually. He was messing about with me before and said something that would be considered to me insensitive, but would be considered to anyone else.
Banter,
yeah. But that's the way it goes, you know. If it happened to him, I'm sure I would be saying the exact same to him.
That's what brothers do.
That's what brothers do.
Okay. Did it get to the point at any stage, Cian, where it started to affect you emotionally?
Definitely.
Psychologically.
Definitely. There's still a point in every day where I look at in the mirror and go, what has happened? But over the past few months, I've been really able to get over that, whereas when it was first happening, that became crippling for a while. It became very tough to, like, I was still able to go in and do my job and do it as well as I've always been doing, and I was still always able to get on with the basic functions of my day. But then during my downtime, where I'd come home from work, I wasn't coping with it as well as I could. And it's a credit to my girlfriend Quiva, who I live with, who has really helped me through a lot of the tough times.
I don't know if you had depression or you just got very low. There's a difference.
I'm not a medical practitioner or anything, so I wouldn't like to put a definition on it. But there was days where I came home from work and I just didn't want to do anything. I just couldn't come to terms with what was going on in my life. I just the usual question was, you know, I was unlucky to get alopecia, and then it's a very small number that get progressive alopecia. So the usual question is, why me? But, you know, I suppose I counteracted that question with, why not me? I'm strong enough to be able to get through it. So why shouldn't it happen to somebody who's able to eventually accept it and eventually get through it, opposed to somebody who wouldn't be able to?
You have no eyelashes, isn't that right?
I have no eyelashes or no eyebrows at the moment.
And when you start losing things like your eyebrows and your eyelashes, is that even more profound than the hair on your head?
It was at the time because I was actually at a dinner with a few friends the evening that I noticed my eyelashes were going.
Yeah.
And I was actually really doing well. I was cracking jokes. I was having fun. I was having a few drinks. And I really was coming to terms with just the shaved head, the bald patches. And then on the way home from that, I noticed something in my eye. And then after I noticed that something in my eye, it was a new bout. It was like being told that I was going to have to sit through everything, all the pain and all the stuff that I've gone through once more.
Yeah.
Despite the fact I had felt like I'd already been through that bad cycle.
So it's like, here we go again.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it hit another punch, essentially,
absolutely,
to your confidence.
Absolutely, and it really dented my confidence. And still to this day, I wouldn't be overly confident. Well, nothing in comparison to what I was.
Yeah. Describe pre-alopecia, Cian.
I suppose a cheeky guy, really confident, not afraid of meeting new people. Loved meeting old people, happy enough to be put into any social situation.
And you're just a changed man as you see it?
At the moment, but as I said, I'm gradually...
You're a work in progress.
I'm getting better and I'm a work in progress.
Hats, scarves, wigs, bandanas, anything on the head. Have you thought about any of these things or do you?
From day one, I actually refused to wear the hat or wear anything because I just felt like... And the acceptance program will happen a lot quicker if I accept it myself. Okay.
So that was a very much a decision.
Yeah,
that was a
conscious decision.
What about treatment and prospects for the future, hair wise?
I've tried many things. I've tried different types of dietary help. I've tried going to trichologists, GPs.
Did you meet any gangsters?
You always meet gangsters, but I'm not going to name them radio.
No, don't. But you did meet a few along the way.
Naturally enough, when the most like people who are quite vulnerable and are willing to throw money, and I know myself, I've thrown plenty of money, good money after bad, at miracle cures and that sort of stuff. There's definitely many people out there.
So you've spent a few quid, have you, trying to find something?
I have. All right, but. I'm at the point now where I'm thinking it may get better, may not, and I'm hoping, but at the same time, I'm not reliant.
A few texts saying, oh my God, Ryan, that man is speaking about his condition like he's lived with it all his life and not just 10 months, fair play to him. Another says, I've suffered alopecia for many years and have lost all my hair as a woman. It's very, very hard and people can be very rude. I have to wear a wig for an easy life day to day. Another said, I've suffered, I'm a 27-year-old girl and I've had alopecia since the age of 8. I have no hair on my head. Luckily, my eyebrows and lashes have regrown. It's hard, but I try to ignore it and not let people's comments or looks get to me. That chap could benefit from using aloe vera products by Forever Living. Other cheap products out there, but more water-based than that. And another said, I'm a 30-year-old bloke and had alopecia universalis for coming on 8 years now. Bits and pieces of growth, but nothing more than what you'd get in puberty. Like that man, people I grew up with don't know who I am. Even after this length of time, I don't explain to people anymore who I am, as it's been too long. I'm getting married next year to the best woman in the world who's been with me throughout, but I still feel like it's not me. And I'm dreading the wedding pictures so much. Yeah, that's... What do you think of that sort of comment?
I understand... I do definitely understand where that man's coming from. When my sister got married there in October, the morning I shaved the head, my sister Alva got married to a lovely man from Donegal called Porrick, and there was wedding photos and that. And of course, because it was so new to me, I always kept my hair mid-length, and because it was so new to me, it was hard at that day when the photos were being taken, and I had to just keep on reminding myself that, Cian, you're not the important person here. Nobody cares what you look like. Your sister that's getting married. Stop being so selfish. It is hard stepping in front of a camera, and it's definitely hard meeting people that are used to you having one image when you have another.
Yeah, you have to kind of embrace your old self if you can with a new image.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, good luck with it, Cian, and thanks for coming
thanks
in today
much.
And speaking so frankly about it.
And before I go, can yes. I just say happy birthday to my girlfriend's grandmother?
Your girlfriend's
Mary,
granny,
Mary.
From what part of the world is she?
She is in Ennis today.
Ah, beautiful, County Clare. Well, happy birthday from us as well. Well done, Cian. That's good. There's a large amount of brownie points waiting at home for you now for that, for getting that right. Thanks for coming to see us, Cian, and good luck with everything you're doing with joe.ie, and we appreciate your candor this morning.
Thanks very much.